I was giddy when I found out there was a Candy Hall of Fame coming to Chicago, not only for the concept, but it was taking up a place that had been vacant for a while on the Mag Mile. And when anything moves into town, taking over a vacant spot, I rejoice at that. I think most Chicagoans do. Teresa Tarantino joins us right now with the fine folks at the Candy Hall of Fame. Teresa, welcome to WGN. Hello.
Hey, John, it's great to be here.
Before we get into all that it is that you do and what this is going to be, what attracted you to Chicago and the Mag Mile for this?
Oh, well, we did a massive search to figure out where exactly to have the Candy Hall of Fame permanent home. And we looked at, we narrowed it down actually to Chicago, Orlando, and New York City. And we just kept coming back to Chicago because it's the home of candy, really, in the United States. When you start looking at the brands, the great brands that started 100 plus years ago that are still around, most of them started in Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Some still here, some still not, but their legacy lasts a long time. Well, we're thrilled to have you here. Yeah. You mentioned a permanent home. What has the home been like for the Candy Hall of Fame up until now?
Well, the Candy Hall of Fame has been around since 1971, and we've had some temporary homes in some different places. We were in Chocolate World for a while, but for quite a long time, the home has really just been online. Mm. So this is a great opportunity to share this out with the world in a much bigger format.
Well, then paint a picture of what it's going to look like. I see the renderings all over the place. Mm-hmm. Renderings always look pretty. When I walk in the door, what's that experience? What are you guys aiming to do?
Well, the first thing is you're going to walk in the door at street level, and there's going to be a three-level escalator that's going to take you up to our first level. We are going to have three levels in that building, and that first level is going to be a massive retail space. Huh. You're going to be able to buy any candy you could possibly imagine. You're going to be able to buy candy branded merchandise, whether it's t-shirts or pillows or jackets, anything like that. You're going to have 20,000 square feet of candy and candy related merchandise.
Well, that's a good start. Is it candy that's only available in the U.S. or international candy too, or no?
Oh no, we'll have international products as well. We have members in the Candy Hall of Fame who are international.
Oh, good.
The creator of gummy bears, Hans Riegel from Germany, is in the Candy Hall of Fame. So,
all right. So retail on the first floor, and maybe the other two floors. Paint a picture a little bit about what you're talking about. Yeah, is the Candy Hall of Fame currently occupied by creators, people, types of candy specifically? Who's in this Hall of Fame?
Oh, that's a great question. The Candy Hall of Fame is the people. It's the people who have brought candy to life for the past, hundreds of years. And it's everybody from the company, the people who created specific candy brands, to the people who sell candy, to the people that have developed developed equipment or come up with flavors. It's anybody who touches candy, who helps make this industry better and stronger and more exciting.
That's awesome. Well, we mentioned the retail space, and some people might go, okay, it's a big candy store. Well, let's talk about something that makes this more special. I imagine you have some hands-on experiences in the upper floors, exhibits, stuff like that, right?
You're right. When you go up to the next level is the actual Candy Hall of Fame. And that level, we're going to be talking about these people that have made candy what it is today. Everybody from Milton Hershey and Forrest Mars to some lesser known names, but still had played important roles in this. So that second level is going to have stories of these people and also stories about the industry, the confectionery industry, the role that it plays in our lives, how it, we all have memories surrounding candy and why is that? And what are those special moments? And there'll be things there for people to do, for people to interact with. We don't really want to let too much information out just yet, but there's going to be some exciting and some fun things to do for everybody, people of all ages, not just kids.
Yeah, I imagine adults, maybe even more so than kids, will be just as into it. I do want to ask, the Mag Mile, has gone through evolutions of, really fashion and all sorts of different stores. The experience-based model has started to work a lot on Michigan Avenue. We have the Harry Potter shop, some magic theater opening up soon. Did that play a role in what you're in where you guys wanted to be? Because if someone is from out of town or from in town wants to experience a couple things in a day, boy, just being able to do it within a mile of each other is helpful.
Oh, it certainly did. It certainly did for us to be able to find a space where people are looking for those kind of experiences and looking for places to go to do something different. We felt that Michigan Avenue, the Magnificent Mile, really had those opportunities. So that's one of the reasons that really attracted us to that location.
Well, we're thrilled you're coming. When can we expect to be able to head on in?
Well, we're starting construction in September, and the plan is to be open by late summer 2027, so next year.
Okay, well, make sure you come back to this show and this station to tell us all about the opening. We wish you luck, Teresa. It sounds exciting, and again, vacant to something inside that's cool and an experience. We love it here in Chicago. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We're looking forward to spending a lot of time in Chicago and helping people try all the latest candies and all their old-time favorites.
I'll be one of the first ones in, Teresa. You don't have to worry about that.
All right.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John.
Candy Hall of Fame. I don't know if I said the address. Let me get that for you. Although you've got a year and a little bit more to get it. 830 North Michigan, so on the northern end of the Mag Mile.